Latin.
Oh, it's a beautiful story. It's a beautiful, if you really get into it, you know, and I try constantly to get even more information. There's some gentlemen that really know even, I know less than them, but they couldn't love it any more than I do, you know. But whatever I'm able to capture and relate, you know, I do because it's so important. You know, our genre, I love it so much, you know, and it put the world to dance.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Now, I interviewed Mario Bauza. He was my first interview.
Oh, really?
Interview, yes. And I, of course, we all love Mario. You know, but you yourself, you didn't like, you know, you kind of see the shortcomings of the word salsa. And Mario, he said, I don't like Latin. Don't call my music Latin jazz. He said, Afro-Cuban. So do you have any issues or do you understand the...
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, the word salsa was the best one that described it was Tito Puente. I put salsa in my spaghetti, baby. You know? So he took care of that. And he's absolutely right, but it's Afro-Cuban is, you know, where we get the music, you know, but it was brought to the influence of the Puerto Rican is the one that upheld the rhythmical patterns and the genre of Cuba. So then that becomes Afro-Caribbean, you know, and now it's Afro-world, in my opinion.
So the term Latin music, Latin jazz, because, you know, son of Latin music.
Well, Latin jazz, I would say Latin jazz, you have two. You have what I call jazz Latin, you know, which they have no idea. Not that they don't have any idea, but they have the least interesting situation of putting people to dance. And they'll play, like, straight ahead, and they're great players in that. But that I call that jazz Latin. They have the trap drummer, and maybe they bring in a conga player for ornament or something like that. There's nothing wrapped around him. Then you have Latin jazz, which is the one that's most respected by me, with the full rhythm section and designed to put you to dance too. Mm-hmm. So within my compositions, I satisfy the jazz player, his desires, and then within that composition, turn it, you know, to the percussion, because you dance with the percussion, and bring it to like if it were the dance composition with vocals for me. Mm-hmm. Whenever you hear my Latin jazz, it's structured to put you to dance too. You listen to the great players, and I only did three, but we had there Brian Lynch, Conrad Urich, and Donald Harrison.